It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
For the last time this week, it's time for us to go all the way to Zambia to find out what nuggets of wisdom we can glean from our pastor who is helping us answer our question for today. It is time for Ask a Pastor, and the pastor who's answering our question for this week is Pastor Andrew Peary, joining us on the line. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you very much, Naye, and good afternoon too.
Hoping you're having a good Friday. My Friday was a bit shaky, but it's turning out to be okay. How was your Friday, Pastor?
Mine is going on okay so far, especially that we had power and the network is okay. Hey, it's a good day, you know?
Oh, I'm happy for you. Our question for today, Mfundisi, is what is the mission of the church in today's world? When I read this question, I thought, oh, perfect question for this one, Pastor.
Listen, I love,
yes,
I love
all those who don't know, this is Pastor Peary's favorite topic, particularly now in this season, is life. Tomorrow, yeah, by the way, we're going to be having a 2-hour long discussion about just that, the mission of God / the church. I thought it was, my goodness, God appointed, don't you think, Pastor?
I thought so too, eh? I was like, ah, look at God.
Indeed. All right, go ahead. I'm sure you're well prepared to answer this question. What is the mission of the church in today's world, Mfundisi?
So Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, Jesus comes to the disciples and he tells them, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In a nutshell, this is the mission. But then to properly understand this, we go to Genesis chapter 1, where the blessing is given, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, reign over it, you know, and have authority over these things. That command and the command in Matthew are the same. So the idea is the mission of the church is to reproduce the goodness of God that has been produced in the church in other people. So let's then fill the earth with the goodness of God as he has done in us. Ah.
Okay, I'm tempted to ask a follow-up question, but I don't want to spoil our conversation for tomorrow.
We can keep it for tomorrow's conversation.
Indeed. Let me leave it right there. Pastor, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate your insight.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.